Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in the area. How are you today?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Happy Friday Eve, right?
Yeah, happy Friday.
All right. And I'm speaking with, is it Andrea? Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It's a pleasure to meet you, Andrea. So the other John, sorry, we got a lot of Johns within our company here. He's sending some information over just to catch me up to speed in the call. But in the meantime, did you have any questions regarding our program or how it works?
With Google, people just type in like Kyle, and my name will come up first on the Mosaic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so actually, I'll do this in real time for you. So if I was to type in Tile on Google, I'll put tiling. I'll put tiling if I was a new person, right? I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
I'll put tiling near Tucson. So when I do that, there's a handful of companies that fit on that first page, right? Now, granted, there's tons of other pages there, Andrea, but I don't think anyone really looks at those or even knows that they exist sometimes. So we make sure it's very convenient for the customer to find you on that first page. Because we're a premier Google channel partner, we're able to fulfill that one position that's available right now. Because right now we have LL Flooring up there, Arizona Tile. We have, I'm sure you know all your competitors out there, Sierra Tile. So these companies that are up there right now are capitalizing on 90% of the revenue actually being done right now. Because nine times out of 10, people are going there. Yep. But the great news is you guys have already a really good reputation. So with that being said, these companies I just mentioned to you have 3.7 star ratings, 4.0. So I definitely know for a fact that like you're going to do really well up on that first page regardless right there, first off. Okay. Now, yes, ma'am. And so we don't stop at just getting you up on Google. We actually help out on up to 60 different directories as well, too. We make sure that your web presence is on point. So if I was just to tell you a few out of my head here, you know, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, Yellow Pages, White Pages, I mean, you name it, we can get you up there as well, too. That way you can help generate the traffic to find your business, regardless if they know your business name or not. Okay, so it's pretty beautiful how that works. And have you guys worked with anyone before, like on getting your business going for marketing, like HomeAdvisor or anything?
I'm on HomeAdvisor right now.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
You and I to do my website.
Interesting. Okay, and I got walladesign.com, is that right?
Yep.
Every time I click it, it doesn't pop up. Like, it shows that it's under construction or something. Is it just being built right now, though?
Oh, great. No, I've had it up for 6 months, so I'll have to call them and see what's up.
Yeah, it's definitely not popping up for me. Sorry, very bad news. I'm very honest and straightforward, so.
I appreciate that. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
I'll take that out today.
Yeah, definitely. Right there when a customer is looking for you and like, hey, what happened? No website? Oh, okay, next thing, you know. So we want to make sure getting as much as possible for you guys. Now, just letting you know, Andrea, we actually are a one-stop shop. Meaning if you guys need help with a website, we can help build one for you. Okay?
Wow.
We do everything. We've been around the block for coming up on 18 years this year. So we have an A-plus on the BBB. Yeah, we really do take care of our family here at Local Splash. Now, as far as your terms of distance for how far you would like to travel for your work, what would you say as far as mileage? Would you say, like, staying really local, like 10, 15 miles, or more like 50 miles out? What would you say?
I can go to Southern California, all of Arizona, and New Mexico.
Okay, so you like to go pretty far out then. All right, so.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, gotcha. So pricing does change a little bit for as far as how far you would like to travel. I think that, you know, especially with nowadays, I don't know, quote unquote economy and everything and inflation, gas prices can be pretty darn expensive. I don't know about you guys. But it can take a heavy
toll. Local in Tucson and Phoenix for now then.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. I want to make sure that you understand it's in our best interest that you do well, because we're no contract. It's month to month. And just with that being said, you already know it's in our best interest that you guys do very well. So we make sure of that, right? So I would be the lead on your account, but you also have our account management team and techs to back you up Monday through Friday. In case if you ever need to run new promotions, new modifications on a website or anything like that, that's what we're there for, okay? And, you know, if you're the hands-on type of owner, then great. That's okay. We give you account login and password so you can see it live. You can see where these people are calling from. You can see what keywords are being searched to find you, what words aren't, and take it from there. So let's do this. I'm going to go over the pricing with you, because John actually put a lot of good notes in here about you guys. Seems like you guys have been in business for about 3 years now. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations, by the way. It's not easy these days. Yeah. Well, hey, credit's due when it's due, all right? So. All right. Well, you know what? There's actually a really good discount rate for you guys. Because of that. And because I guess you can thank the other John in here as well, too. So. Everything is set to a 2-month verbal agreement in the very beginning. We want to make sure to get you up on Google. Per Google guidelines, they have to send a letter through the mail, and just to verify that you're a real person. All right. I don't know if you've already done that before, but if you haven't, that's okay. We'll help you with it. If you've already done it before, then great. Then you know I'm not lying, okay? But now your pricing is going to be a set flat rate month to month at $249. That's it. Usually it comes with a setup fee of $99 to cover your programming, but because the other John over here, we actually waive that off. So it's only $249 to get started, and it's monthly, just $249. No pay per job, no pay per call, pay per lead, nothing like that. No taxes or hidden fees. And the great news is, all these leads, we don't talk to them. They talk directly to you. We kick out any middleman, and we make sure that, and we take this very seriously here at Local Splash, but we don't work with anyone else who does what you do in the area. So we're not going to spread your leads out to competitors and have you guys go head-to-head, okay? Yes, ma'am, yeah. So far as the pricing and everything that's included with that. Oh, and I actually totally missed one thing for you, actually. I think you would really like this, is that we can build your website included on that pricing on there.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. It's kind of hard for me right now. Because I have a client coming up in December that I need to use my money for.
Okay.
But is there a better deal you can give me, and then we can go up after December?
Yeah. So there's a lower package. Now, just letting you know, I'm very transparent, as you can tell. Sometimes it kicks me in the butt. But, hey, I'd rather be honest and let you know. Yeah. So we do have a package below that, and that package is at $149 to start. That's it. There's no additional fees. It's $149 a month. Now, as you know, per Google guidelines, we have to fulfill as quickly as possible. Now, the only difference between this package and the other is that it's a little more condensed as far as the service area. So I want to say 15 miles out, 20 miles. Now, here's the thing, though. With that package on there, it can take, because usually it takes about 35 to 45 days to get the complete listings, everything running for you. Now, your dashboard and your directories get submitted within the first 5 to 7 days. That's how fast we move. But we will get your website. On average, it takes 7 to 14 days to get your website up and running. But it could be quicker just because you already have all of your stuff already in line. We just need to go ahead and talk with you to get things rolling for you. Okay? So
okay. I kind of like to keep my website, and I think I know why it's on.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. So I'm more concerned with being on Google.
Okay, perfect. No worries. Yeah, so what we'll do then is we'll make sure it's easily found, your page is easily found. We won't touch your page. We just want to make sure to put the link up there. So if a customer is looking on Google, they type in services that you provide, and you're like, all right, they see your website right there. They see a phone number, or they can text you, email, however you want to be contacted. They see your reviews up there as well. All of it. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, and then in a couple after December, I'll go up to the website and everything. I'm going to call them and see if I can get that straightened out.
Yeah, and in December, if you want to upgrade or do anything further, we have multiple packages, as you can tell. I mean, we can run Facebook ads, Google ads. I mean, the sky's the limit. It's just a matter of I don't want to tell you all those other things right now because I know that, you know, from it sounds like you're like, hey, I'm on a budget. I want to make sure I can afford this. We're not here to, right. like, harm your business. We want to help your business grow. So that's our key thing here. Yeah, of course. Awesome. So far as the pricing on that, $149 to get started, is that something more affordable and fits the budget for you?
Yeah, that would be great.
Awesome. Okay. So we'll go ahead to get things rolling quicker. I want to make sure to set everything up on my end here. And again, we're going to make sure to expedite things as quickly as possible on our end. The way we do that is we set up a tech call. You don't have to be in front of your computer. It takes, we want an hour window, but they can call within the hour. It seems like you already have all the stuff in line, so it'll probably be pretty quick for you, to be honest. But it just depends on how much questions you have for them. What day do you have available this week to go ahead? I'll make sure to confirm.
Today's Friday.
Oh, no, today's Thursday, isn't it? Yeah, today's Thursday. I was like, wait a minute, what?
No, you're right. It is Thursday. Thank you.
I was like, wait, what? It's Friday. Do you have availability tomorrow?
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
But, right. No, you're right.
So, tomorrow would be great.
Yeah? Okay. Let's see what time we have available tomorrow. Would you be more available in the morning or evening, would you say?
The morning.
In the morning? Okay. Let me see what we have available. And I just want to ask, because I know Arizona is two different time zones, like Mountain Time and in Pacific Time. What time zone are you in? Do you know?
We don't change with when the time changes.
Oh, okay. So
daylight savings time. We don't do that.
Yeah, they don't do that, right? So, okay. Right. What time is it right there now, then? Let's go with that.
It is 8:30.
Okay, perfect. So you're running on our time. All right, so morning time works. Let's do – hey, you know what? We have opening at 8 o'clock, or do you want to do a little bit later in the morning?
8 would be great.
Okay, 8 it is. Let me go ahead and put it in. And we're going to send you a Google Calendar invite. This is to make sure that you see that our texts are going to say, hey, yep, we're committed to going and giving you a call. I will introduce you guys, though, okay? And then the phone number that they can best reach you, is it this phone number, the 0629?
Yes.
Okay, great. And let me go and put that in there for you. And then far as the email that we can send the invoice and also future form of contact for you as well, what's the best email we can use?
It's voila.murals.mosaics.
Murals.mosaics.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. I just want to make sure the voila is W-A-L-L-A-H-H, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So when you're looking at my wall after I do my art on your wall, you say.
Yes, I knew it. I was like, that's pretty cool. Okay. And so I got voila dot murals, M-U-R-A-L-S, dot mosaics. Is that plural mosaics?
Yes.
Okay, I got M-A-S-A-I-C-S at gmail.com.
And murals is plural too. Murals and mosaics.
For some reason, and our system is not showing right, but I'm going to send you an email with that Google Calendar. I guess we just test it out because sometimes it does that on our system there, but I want to make sure.
Yeah. Okay. I get things wrong.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sending it right in there. It's okay. I just sent it just in case. Let's see what happens there. Let me know if it'll come from the Google Calendar there. Anything come through yet?
Let's see. Primary. There's primary, promotional, and social.
No, not that.
No, it hasn't come through yet.
Check your spam folder just in case, or junk. Let's see.
Okay.
Yeah. Very rare it happens.
Are you meta? You're not meta pro team, are you?
No, no, no. You'll see my first initial J and my last name is spelled SEO, believe it or not, at relevant ads. Yeah.
There's nothing in the spam. Well, it says nothing, but then next to it says 6, so I don't know. Okay.
You know what? If it doesn't come through, I got a good idea. Mm-hmm. I'll give you my email address. You can send me an email. Yeah, oh, it came back to me. Sorry. So let's do this.
Okay.
I'm going to give you my email, and that way you can just send me an email, and I'll send the invite to that email specifically, if that's okay with you.
Okay. Good that it's not going through, though.
Yeah, it's probably user error on my end. Don't worry.
walahh.mural.mosaics@gmail.com.
Yeah, I'm literally putting that same thing.
Yeah.
It's okay. Let me know when you're ready. I'll give you my email. You can send me an email. Just say hi.
I'm ready.
All right. J-S-E-O.
S-E-O.
At. R-E-L.
R-E-L.
E-V.
E-V is Invicta.
You got it. A-N-T.
A-N-T.
A-D-S.
A-B as in boy.
D as in, I don't know how to say it, Dominic.
Oh, good. Okay.
A-D-S, .com. So it should be jso@relevantads.com.
Got it. Okay. Just one D in the ads. A-D-S.
You got it.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'll send you an email.
Let's see here. I'll refresh mine.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna refresh mine now. Let's see if anything comes through.
Says address not found.
jso@relevantads.com.
Oh. That's weird. I must hit the wrong number. It said it went to a different one.
Oh, no. Okay. That's okay.
I guess my fingers are too big.
You know what I do? I sometimes with my face, I hang up the phone, or I hit numbers with my face when I'm talking on the phone.
Yeah.
I'm so embarrassed.
I got it written in right this time, so I'm sending it again.
There. Okay, thank you. All right.
And I live out on the other side of the mountains from Tucson, so I'm kind of separated, so sometimes the signal isn't as strong.
Oh, gotcha. There you go. I got it. All right. You got hello.
Okay.
I'm going to try to do this. How? Send? Invite? How? Alright, let's see if that works. Yes. That one worked. Alright, let me know you got our email there. It should come through.
There it is. Okay.
Hey. All right, all right.
Local slash. Okay.
And Andrea, did I spell your name correctly? A-N-D-R-E-A?
I-A.
Oh, I-A. I like it. It's unique. Yeah. All right.
It is unique. I'm kind of a unique person.
I love it. And Andrea, how do you spell your last name?
A-N is in Nancy, T-E-L-L.
All right. Antel? Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Andrea Antel.
I like it. All right. And then we have the address for the business at 5941 West Rafter Circle Street in 85713. Is that right?
Yes. I work out of my home, but it's not a showroom or anything, so I go to the client's house and do the designs for them.
Beautiful.
So I go to the client.
Okay, no worries. I'll make sure to put a note on here not to show your actual, your physical address. We just need to, Google's got to send a letter to you. That's all it is, to verify you're a real person.
Okay.
But I'll make sure to notate not to put the address onto Google on there. It doesn't affect anything, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Uh-huh, definitely. And then we're going to do this here. I like to double check everything before any type of process of payments or anything like that. So give me 2 seconds.
Okay. And do you take credit cards?
Yes, we do. Yes, ma'am. Is it a Visa, Discovery, Master? Yeah.
It's a Visa.
Visa? Okay. Give me one moment. I want to make sure I have everything here for you.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it. There it is. All right. Now, on the card, does it have a middle initial as well, too, or just the first and last name?
D. D is in David.
All right. You know, okay, it's funny you say that. So, truth be told, I go by my middle name, John, but my actual name is David.
Oh.
My first name is David. I swear to you, yes, yeah. My parents, actually, I don't even know my
name is David.
Oh, no. I think you're right. I hope not. Oh, my God. Crack me up. All right, Andrea. So, now, for the card, is it the same address for the billing of this card, though?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm not going to process the payment yet because we're going to do a voice verification. It's an added form of protection for you, okay? So, before I process the payment, we're going to go over that. But for now, I'm just going to put the card number into the system for right now, and then we're good to go from there, okay? All right. And you said it was Visa, and ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. It's 4400-6647-8360-0969.
Beautiful. And the expiration date?
3/27.
Okay, and there should be the security code as well.
621.
Beautiful. All right. So, again, I'm not charging nothing yet. We're going to develop a security question for you, okay? Because there are, hate to say it, there are scammers out there and everything too, okay? So
I know. Even I got hacked last year.
No, stop. Did you really?
Yes, I was right on it real quickly because of Facebook. And they didn't get anything. They got $49. But the problem was I had to shut down my Google account, my email, and I lost 8 years of photos because I changed my phone number at the same time. And when you do that, Groupon, Ticketmaster, neither one of them have phone numbers. So
yeah.
I almost lost $400 in tickets, and I did lose $300 in something I had in Groupon because I didn't have my same phone number and same email.
Oh, my gosh. Angel watching you on that one. Yeah, I'm sorry that happened, though, because it's just, I don't know why people be doing these things, though. Like, it blows my mind. My poor mother went through something like that, actually. Had the FBI get involved. It was pretty bad. Yeah.
I had to take 2 weeks off work just to clean it up, and I had to buy another phone, and they found me again, so I bought an Apple, and it's kind of expensive.
Well, yeah, I swear, cell phones these days.
They did open one credit card in my name, but they only charged $49, had my bank pay it off, and then they closed it, which was really weird.
What the heck? Okay. All right. I don't know how that works. Well, don't worry. I'm going to let you know, even when it comes to local splash, if they say they're local splash and they're asking for information or asking for more money, you say, hey, what's my security question? If they know it,
okay.
Then say, hey, what's the answer to that security question? If they don't know it, you hang up that phone right away. You let us know, okay? So let's fill that one right now. We have three choices for a security question, okay? Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
First pet's name.
Okay. And I won't be able to see the spelling just because it's just carried on there. I don't know why it does that, but what would the answer be for that?
Bruce. B-R-U-C-E.
Okay. B-R-U-C-E. Okay. I know I'm going to put it again here just to make sure. Okay, so again, please make sure if they don't say it, don't give them hints either, okay? Don't say, what's
right,
my first
right.
name? Okay.
Right.
All right. So here we go. I'm going to do the voice verification part, and any questions, just answer as clear as possible. But if you have questions for me, by all means, stop me in my tracks and say, hey, John, can you elaborate on this a little bit more? And I'll be happy to address that to you, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Voila Designs.
Can't get old, man. I love that name. All right. Please state your name and title within the business.
Andrea D. Antel, and I'm the owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
All right. And you are also the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result in increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. And I'm going to stop right there. That's why we built that security question stuff right there for you, okay? So, again, just make sure you don't fall for those traps. All right, I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on October 27th in the non-refundable amount of $149. This will be recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of every month of the 27th in the amount of $149. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Could you say the last one again?
Yeah. So pretty much if you want to cancel, you can cancel at any time. Just make sure to contact our client support team 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. That way you're not getting charged.
Okay. 3 days. Okay. Thank you.
You got it. Yes, ma'am. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment of $149. I want to make sure, though, that it's not a dollar more because it's a discounted rate. So give me just a second before I hit that charge on
Thank
there, okay?
You very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, it's looking good. So I'm going to refresh. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment, $149, and you should receive an email and a text message. Let me know once you get either or, whatever comes first.
Can I change the card of the for the payment later on?
Oh, of course. Yeah, definitely. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Just make sure you give us a call, let us know, and we'll update that for sure.
Okay.
Don't worry, you're not the only one who does that. We've got so many clients.
Okay.
You're okay. And then also, I want to go over a few things so that way our techs can start working now, and that way when they call you tomorrow, they're not starting from scratch, okay? So I'm just going to go over just bare essential things. I won't take too much of your time.
I think I got the text.
You did. Beautiful. In there should say to click here to sign some like terms of experience or terms and conditions. Do you see anything like that?
Okay. Let me check.
Okay. All right.
It says, just if I have any questions, please call that number.
Okay. Is there another one anywhere, like invoice by any chance?
Except the terms and conditions.
There it is. Yep. Click that for me.
What?
Click that one for me, and that explains everything we went over. In the very bottom, it'll have an electronical signature for you to sign there.
Okay. Okay. Some signature. Yep. Well, confirm for some reason.
Oh, after you put the date in there and their name, first, last name, there's a part where his, like, yes or something like that, too, or confirm. I'm not sure. Above or below it?
Yeah, it says confirm signature. I put my name, the date's in there, and I confirm signature, and it wouldn't go through. This is me. I am, computers don't work for me.
That's okay. No worries. I believe, here, hit refresh on that one for me.
Okay. I'll type in my name again.
Yeah. I don't think it was you. I think, honestly, sometimes it does that.
Okay. It's still doing it.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's not going.
It should take you to the, like, a spot where it says to do a login. Do you see anything like that?
Oh, I had to click a button that says I certify that I'm an authorized holder.
There you are. Yep. Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Perfect.
Okay. Local Splash login.
There you go. So don't worry about this part. Our technicians, when I introduce you tomorrow, if I don't get a hold of you, they will get a hold of you, okay? They'll call from an 877 number. Just make sure you have that hour window open for it. That doesn't mean they're going to talk to you for a whole hour, okay? So I don't want you thinking that. But, yeah, they'll call within that hour to make sure everything's all set, and they'll create that login and password with you so that way they can walk you through the whole process, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Yeah, problem. Yes. And then, so let me do this. As far as the services that you would like to be found for, if you can spit some out just out the top of your head here, that way I can give these guys something to work with a little bit before they speak with you tomorrow. What would you say? I'll just type away.
Okay, tile, mosaics, murals, tiling, home improvement, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
Bathrooms, kitchens, backyards.
Would you say repair or install or anything like that?
Install, yeah, repair. And businesses and private.
Businesses and private, yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Design.
Oh, design, yes, okay. And I'm going to leave it with that for right now. Yeah, I was going to say, if you come up with more, just write them down. Uh-huh. That way you can let the text know tomorrow. I'm going to put, please advise customer may want to add more, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then, Fowler, as your, do you have a Facebook business page for the business or no?
Yes, I do. Actually, well, no, not for that business. I do art shows, too, so I have one for that, but I don't have one for my Voila.
That's so cool, though. What? How often do you do those?
It's going to be my first one. And
really?
It's going to be an interactive art show, so the artists that are there, you'll do art with the artists. And
stop, that's amazing.
Have a band. And we're going to have burlesque, and I have a fire eater that's coming, so.
Wow.
And I have a guy that has a giant helium fish that you can remote control through the air, so it looks like it's swimming in the air. And he's going to be dressed up in steampunk, so it's going to be like a carnival atmosphere.
That's so cool. I'm jealous. I'm not going to be there, right? Oh, my God. My wife and I, we want to go to so many things like that, and it just sometimes time never works out, or it's just, you know, we're like, we're there, and then they're like, nope, we're closed. We had it last week. And we're like, come on.
Oh, no.
But nothing like that. That sounds incredible. I'm sure it's going to be a huge event.
It's in a smaller place. It's the first one, but I've got advertising out there. I hope she can handle the people.
I hope so, too, because that sounds incredible. Sorry.
The next one will be bigger.
There you go.
Bigger.
I love it. All right.
And it's at a bar, so there's food and drinks there already.
Oh, yeah.
People like to find more art the more they drink.
Well, those two put together, it's just cool. I don't know. I didn't get to go, but I bought this, like, Groupon thing a while ago for, like, drinking paint or something like that.
Yeah.
I just never got
kind of where I got the idea from.
Yeah, no, but your idea is incredible. I do that hands down. Sorry, I get distracted real quick. So, Andrea, for the customers, do you want them to call this number, text, email,
yes.
All three, or what would you like?
All three are available.
Okay. Text. And then email. Just that same email. Thankfully, I got the right email now. All right. Yeah,
they can call me. My phone's locked, too.
Okay, beautiful. And then we're going to do, boom, my mouse out. Okay. And then, as far as your hours of operations?
6 to 10.
6 to 10. All right. 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Okay, and then Monday through Friday, Saturday, what do you think?
All of it, Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Sunday. All right,
yeah.
Get it.
I can change it later if I want, but.
Yes, definitely. Just please let us know. That's all our key thing is, communication.
Okay.
Now, as far as how you accept payment from your customers, do you want them to pay through PayPal, Venmo, credit card only, cash only?
Credit card. I take credit cards, and I'm trying to hook up with Venmo, but they freeze my account. I've never even used it before, and they froze it right away. Then I sent in my ID like they requested. They said it was okay, but it still doesn't work. So I take Zelle.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say Zelle. At least you don't get taxed on that. So that's good.
Right.
That helps a lot. Mm-hmm.
And I have Square Points, so I take credit cards.
Okay, so I'll leave it with that. And again, if you need to add more in the future there, like Venmo, for example, just let us know. We'll go ahead and do that for you, okay?
Thank you.
And so this looks good. I think we have everything here. I'm going to double check real fast. Bada bing, bada boom. All right. Well, I told you I'm going to say this in the beginning of this call here. I'm going to say, welcome to the family. I know we're going to do well with you. So please, if there's any questions, concerns, or anything like that, don't hesitate to give us a call. I mean, of course, you're going to be talking with our techs more often, but if you can't get a hold of them, reach out to me. You have my email as well, and we'll make sure to get that going for you, okay? I'll reach out to them for you.
Great. Thanks,
all right. Man. Looks like we're all set here. Andrea, it's been a pleasure talking with you. I wish I could go to your show. Seriously.
I wish them too. We also have a kids section at the show. There's a time for children, and then in the evening, it's a time for adults, so we don't have the burlesque when the kids are there.
Oh, of course, you're right. Yeah. No, but that's cool, though. No lie, no joke. All right. Well,
awesome.
Yes. And but if you want, you can send me some cool pictures of the art and everything through email, okay? Because I would not mind at all.
Okay. I'll do that. Thank you.
All right. All right, Andrea, you take care. And, you know, again, congratulations with the business and everything. We'll be in touch, okay? I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
All righty.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.